Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The drama of playoff baseball. Ramirez on third, no outs. Oh boy, here we go. Will Vest was nails in the ninth. That's a hell of a play. That's textbook, John.
Yes, it is. And that's, I mean, so if you're going to draw up a win, and in playoff baseball, you got to have good pitching. It's your ace goes out there and sets the tone, which Skubal certainly did. And then you get Will Vest to go in there and close things out.
Biggest reason you believe they would win the series is you trusted Skubal with the ball in game one, and he more than delivered. I mean, he set the franchise record, tied it with strikeouts in a playoff game. He had 14. He was everything you could ask. It was channeling Justin Verlander, stronger as the game goes on, big spot, 100-mile-an-hour heat. I mean, that will go down as one of the all-time playoff performances.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. And then to see them, they didn't score a ton of runs, John. Give them just enough. And to do it the way the Guardians do it and rub their face in it a little bit. That was satisfying game one win.
In Cleveland?
That's right.
It could not have been better.
Mm-hmm. And the confidence was, hey, Skubal's going to give you command of the series, control of the series. And he did.
Tigers
Your confidence in them winning the series? You say Tigers
I'm right
in
there.
Two.
Yeah, they finish things off today. Cleveland is, hey, the U-Hauls are packed and they are on vacation. They're hitting the links tomorrow.
There's something to be said, too. I mean, that's... Tigers have a little bit of a free roll today, to a degree. The way they approach the game, that they're not feeling the pressure that Cleveland's feeling. So as you get deeper in the game, batters will press.
Desperation.
Yeah. So, again, this is this spot for Casey Mize and how he could turn his career potentially. It just given a solid 5-6 inning start.
If he does and they win, you're going to Seattle this weekend.
I don't even want to say 6 innings. I just want a solid 5. Because if you get a solid 5 out of him, when it goes bad, it goes quick. And then you bring in Melton, which I think you can get. So Melton doesn't have, in that theory, if you get a solid 5 and maybe a couple of guys get on base, Melton comes in facing the bottom of the order for his first playoff experience. And then you're able to get two and a third. Now all of a sudden, you don't have to go as deep into the bullpen. And at that point, can you get Melton to get you to Finnegan?
Well, great point. And thinking that out, yeah, 6 you really wouldn't want because I don't think you want Mize facing Kwan and Ramirez twice.
Right.
And so, he'd have to have a perfect game practically to not have that going.
Yeah, you do not. So here's Casey against the Guardians this year. 3 starts. The first was back in May. He pitched 5 innings. He gave up 1 earned run. They lost in extras, so not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
The second start he had was in Cleveland, 7 innings, shutout baseball. They won the game 1-0. His third start was in September. He went 5 1/3. He gave up 3 runs. They lost in extras. He's pitched them very well this season.
So I think it was 2 days after the Mize appearance, that's when you buried the Guardians.
You're saying that after the second start.
July game.
Yeah. Your confidence level in that they win the series. I mean, history suggests you're fine. History also suggested they were fine when I buried them. Things can change and Cleveland
that's your problem.
And Cleveland, well, it's all of our problem because they didn't win the division, but they have a chance to win the series today.
Well, so we don't have a t-shirt that says Central Division winners.
Yeah.
But I'll take a wild card win and a chance of playing Seattle and a chance to go to the ALDS. I mean, it's ALCS.
Yeah, you would rather make a deep postseason run than win anything in the regular season. Got to win today. And you think it's a breeze.
Tigers
in two.
Well, yeah, I do think Tigers in two, but was yesterday a breeze? No.
None of these games are going to be a breeze.
And so don't put words in my mouth saying that I think it's going to be a breeze.
Well,
I think
they're going to be
hard-fought victories. Yesterday was a hard-fought win. Wasn't a breeze. Don't bring that BS at me. I'm not the one that buried them back in June.
So you think it's going to be a nail-biter, nerve-wracking game, but you don't give any credence to the idea that Cleveland could win the series. Which is it?
No, it's Tigers in two, but it will be a nail biter. To say it's a breeze is
I have never made it sound like it's going to be a breeze.
I have gone through numerous situations where, hey, can Casey Mize give us five innings? Originally, I started at four, and then you go with the bullpen, and you said, well, who in the bullpen do you have confidence in? And I said, no one. So what part of that conversation thinks that it's a breeze?
But you've been more than comfortable vilifying me for pushing Cleveland when you know it's going to be a problem.
Words.
Yeah, but it's going to be a problem to go to these guys. Yet when I bring up, hey, Cleveland's going to win the series, it's, well, Jim's the bad guy. Jim's got a lot of facts on his side, too, in what are going to be tense, tight ball games.
Where?
Don't misquote me. Wah, wah, wah to you too.
Nah, don't bring that BS at him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.